ales and lagers and stouts, oh my. The sound of handcrafted beer from a bottle or tap is one brew fans in Alabama have been waiting years to hear. And Yellowhammer Brewing in Huntsville is one of the craft beer brands hoping to cash in on the favorable climate in Alabama. Ethan Couch is a co-founder.
There was only one brewery in Huntsville at that time, which was Old Town Brewing. We were interested in making some higher gravity beers and doing some unique things that Old Town wasn't doing at the time.
High gravity, in case you were wondering, is a beer with a slightly higher alcohol content. Some German beers are made high gravity, and that's where Huntsville and the U.S. Space Program came together over beer. Keith Yeager is the head brewer at Yellowhammer. He says when NASA came to town in the late 1950s, German rocket engineers came along for the ride.
There's a lot of German heritage in Huntsville, and it did have some influence, for sure. So that's one of the reasons why we decided to go that direction. We can mash about 1,500 pounds of grain in here. They have a false bottom.
While walking through a room full of large stainless steel tanks that resembles a mad scientist's lab, Yeager says Yellowhammer does more than just bring new kinds of beer to Huntsville. Craft beer is also making an impact on the local economy.
You know, we're definitely bringing local business and we're bringing some jobs. And we love to be part of expanding the beer culture in Alabama. And breweries have started here in the last 3 or 4 years. We're on the crest of the wave, you know, and it's finally coming to Alabama. It's been all over the rest of the country, and it's really exciting to see it happening here and to be one of the first breweries that's been pushing it.
However, Yellowhammer Brewery isn't the only game in town. Huntsville is home to at least 6 craft breweries, and the next one we go to is across town. Straight to Ale is a much bigger operation, and Rick Tarvin is the man in charge. When it comes to making beer, Tarvin says Alabama was less than welcoming compared to other states.
I moved here about 7 years ago, maybe a little bit longer now, and joined a homebrew club, and they told me it was illegal to homebrew in Alabama. But I met Dan, my partner, and he had hopes of opening a brewery, and he ended up talking me into it.
Since then, the laws have been changed, and breweries have been popping up all over the state. To keep his brewery distinct, Tarvin focuses on branding as well as flavor.
Started out very Huntsville-centric. We've done a few things that are just Alabama, but we're branching out as we come up with more and more beers. We've spread out. It's still pretty much Alabama in the South.
Remember the reference to NASA earlier in the story? Well, Straight to Ale takes a tongue-in-cheek approach to Alabama's space connection with flavors like Wernher von Braun Ale. It's a tip of the hat to the man who built NASA's moon rockets. There's also Monkey Knot for the chimpanzees who were launched into space before humans. And business seems to be skyrocketing for Tarvin and his workers. His brewery currently sells beer throughout Alabama into Tennessee, Mississippi, and the Florida Panhandle. However, Straight to Ale recently announced they're doubling their fermentation capacity and plan on expanding into the Atlanta market next year.
So you can come in here and you can try, you can get space flights.
We meet Dan Roberts in Straight to Ale's tap room. He's the executive director of the Alabama Brewers Guild. He says the rise in interest in craft brewing is not only limited to Alabama.
There's been a national kind of movement in that direction. A lot more people are kind of appreciating the variety and the innovation that can go in small brewers. And also local beers become a big thing. You really need to have a local breweries, and they usually have their own little take on things. They use local ingredients. And a lot of people really like that. And, of course, the biggest thing I think is that, you know, they make good beer.
Robert says, like many small businesses, Alabama's breweries often have a grassroots beginning.
Most breweries are organic businesses. They might have some outside funding, some capital investment from an outside source, but for the most part, these are entrepreneurs. I mean, they're homebrewers for the most part.
He adds the breweries as a whole have more than doubled their production numbers every year since 2009, and he believes it's not going to slow down for quite a while.
Going forward, I mean, I definitely expect that trend to continue for a while. We did a projection also this last survey where they, being a little conservative, we're saying we're going to be about 100 to 104%, somewhere around there for 2013, but I think we're going to probably surpass that.
Robert says most breweries are now focusing on increasing their production to meet the demand for their product. Be sure to join us for the second part in our series on the craft beer industry in Alabama as we take a look at what it's like when you're just getting started in the business. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News, in Huntsville. It's delivery day at the Trim Tab Brewing Company in Birmingham. A large, shiny steel tank sits inside the truck. Outside, two forklifts will be needed to move it. Trim Tab is one of the newest kids on the block in Alabama's brewing industry, and they're still getting their act together. Still, company founder Harris Stewart says he's on a much different path than he originally planned.
I had just been a home brewer for about 7 years, lived up in Asheville, North Carolina, just fell in love with brewery culture. Really about 2.5 years ago was when I started plotting the business plan and just starting to put everything together. I was in law school and those clothes just didn't quite fit right. I found out I was brewing beer more than I was studying torts.
We're standing in the open room that represents Stewart's field of dreams. He says a lot of work has already gone into setting up.
Really started like putting pen to paper, building the team, starting to raise money because we knew the scale of the project that we wanted to do. It was going to have to be a team approach. So started building the team, and really it was a game changer, Will, getting on board because he came from a more industrial, commercial approach to it.
Will Crenshaw is the brewmaster at Trim Tab.
The folks over at Avondale, I mean, when our first equipment showed up and we realized what was going on, I ran down there and borrowed some forklift extensions.
Despite the generous help from his beer-making neighbors, Crenshaw is no novice. He cut his teeth in the beer business by working at Sweetwater Brewery in Atlanta. That experience has taken the jitters out of starting a brewery. Stewart's background in law also came in handy.
It's a complicated enterprise because you've got the federal government looking at you. You've got the state government looking at you. You've got the local government, you know, that's wanting to make sure that from a health code, permitting, and then you're dealing with an industry that serves alcohol. So that we've got a lot of parties that are in the mix with it.
When we first walked into this facility, it was nothing like it was.
While
right
sampling
now,
some of their product, Stewart explains the room we're standing in may bring back memories for some.
Its first use was the Barber Motorsport Museum. And where we're standing right now in the tasting gallery, or where the tasting gallery will be, is where the old paint shop was. So it's got this really old, industrial, very raw feel to it. And I mean, a lot of what we want to do is just kind of preserve it rather than modify it.
And the homey experience of a tap room is what the operators of Druid City Brewery have in mind as well. This beer outlet has been in operation for almost a year. The smell greets us even before we go inside. Co-founder and brewmaster Bo Hicks is hard at work stirring in ingredients.
That is the sweet, sugary wort that when boils, it really opens up. And also, depending on when you add the hops, sometimes you get a full roll boom of some of those hops. But the smell I'm getting in here right now is definitely a malt-forward. It's essentially that sweet tea that's boiling away and becoming more and more concentrated.
When it comes to standing out, Hicks says keeping true to your roots helps.
We strive really hard to keep it local in Tuscaloosa. Will not only help us here in the Tuscaloosa market, but also people all over the state that either came to school here or have an affinity for Tuscaloosa for some sporting team, I don't know.
While breweries like Trim Tab are planning to open up at a large capacity, Druid City has had to build up their market over time. And Hicks says the demand is growing for their beer.
We've just tripled our capacity here in our present facility, and it's getting to the point to where we're running out of room in that facility. So we're already thinking about expansion, but it's a tough road to hoe.
We've taken a look at the craft beer industry in Alabama as a whole, and now what it's like getting started as a brewer. Join us next time for the final installment of our series, What's Brewing in Alabama, as we take a look at how we've got to this point and where the industry could be heading. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News in Tuscaloosa. South Alabama is home to many of the state's tourist attractions, the USS Alabama battleship, Dauphin Island, and of course the beaches. But now there's something new on the horizon.
This is our brew house. It's a 10-barrel brew house. To the left is the mash tun, to the right is the boiler. And that's
Michelle and Brian Kane help run Fairhope Brewing Company.
We all really love beer. When Brian and I moved back from Alaska, we'd been in the Pacific Northwest for 5 years. We knew that the craft beer industry was huge. It was a way to, you know, a culture almost up there. Came down here and we noticed that the laws had changed, kind of decided that we needed to start a brewery.
And the Fairhope Brewery sort of stands out in a crowd in the Mobile area. It's the only one in the state south of Montgomery. That's something Michelle wishes would change.
Well, we had a good quote come from somebody that said that craft breweries are not in competition until every craft brewery is not selling everything that they make, which is exactly what we're doing, and it's what every brewery around the state is doing.
As beer flows through a tube into a plastic bucket to ferment, it's easy to see suds aren't the only thing brewing in Fairhope. They bring people in with their product, but they also have live music and a friendly atmosphere. That's what brought in taproom regular Mitch Johnston, who says it's a sense of community that keeps him coming back.
I come every Thursday. It's always exciting. It's when the house gets packed. Owners are great. And everybody knows your name.
But for those Alabama beer fans who haven't ventured to their local brewery, beer makers are prepared to come to you.
What are you trying right now?
Lazy Magnolia Jefferson Stout.
And how is that?
It's excellent beer. It's sweet potatoes and...
The second annual Top of the Hops Festival in Orange Beach attracted craft brewers from all over the country to come and show what they can do. That includes seven breweries from Alabama. This is where we meet Gabe Harris, the president of Free the Hops.
When I go places, and I talk to everybody I talk to, when they go to different cities, they look, okay, what is the local beer?
His group was instrumental in changing many of the laws here. He says there's actually a movement to establish an Alabama beer trail, and Harris says this is something the state can hang its hat on.
And so it's a definite draw for people to kind of to come in and bring people to Alabama.
Talking to the people here, it's easy to see how beer tourism could really take off.
I think people are excited that they have beer that they can kind of spend their money on, and it's going to somebody close by.
Kirsten Gentry is from Mobile.
I think it just lets people know that there's a lot of new stuff out there and that there are a lot of things that they might want to try that they didn't know that they were interested in.
I love beers, all kinds of beers, the different tastes, flavors.
Roger Matthews lives in Pensacola, Florida, and beer is one of the reasons he travels.
And I love the taste of different breweries. Sometimes we drive around different parts of the country and just to try their beers.
We met Bo Hicks earlier in our series. He runs Druid City Brewing. Today he's mingling with fellow brewers and letting locals get a taste of his beer.
It's fabulous for us. Even though we won't be in this lower Alabama market for probably a year, just having people try our product and get it in the consciousness of the consumer, and also being able to talk shop with our friends, which really have helped us out more than we could say.
The craft beer industry is growing so rapidly, there are even stores that heavily promote it, like Bebo's Spring Hill Market in Mobile.
Got three from Good People. I've got... several from Straight to Ale in Huntsville.
Mary Pettit is the manager.
I've got Blue Pants from Madison, Alabama. I've got two of those. They're doing great. I think this is a big movement right now is to drink locally.
And the festival scene is not only limited to the coast. Throughout the year, craft beer drinkers make their way across the state to try the new offerings from breweries. This weekend in Tuscaloosa is the Alabama Brew Fest. Bill Lloyd is one of the organizers, and he says craft beer culture is spreading everywhere.
Particularly in the state of Alabama, where it's expanding just tremendously. We probably have as many breweries opening in Alabama as we do anywhere else in the country. And so we're trying to showcase those Alabama breweries. That's the name, the Alabama Brew Fest.
Festivals like the Alabama Brew Fest and Top of the Hops are popping up all over the state. So all interested parties can see for themselves what's brewing in Alabama. I'm Stan Ingold. APR News in Tuscaloosa.